Movies for Kids. A bankable business for Hollywood, certainly. But with lessons for real live young people? Listen to this. The life or death fantasies of the blockbuster The Hunger Games, children forced to fight to the death for the amusement of the government and control of the people in a not-so-distant future. That's the scenario, of course, of The Hunger Games. What's a kid to do with that scenario? Tougher question than what did the studio do with the $158 million they hauled in the opening weekend. They put that in the bank, right? But today in limited release, a very different film with humbler aspirations at the box office, but possibly much more relevant lessons for young people.
Here what we get is nothing's wrong. We didn't do anything. Everything's fine.
They punch me, strangle me, take things from me, sit on me.
Give it to him hard!
He's not safe on that bus.
This documentary, Bully, tells the story of five real-life children who've been bullied, two of whom kill themselves. David Long and his wife Tina Long appear in Bully. After years of bullying, their 17-year-old son took his life. They join us from Georgia. David and Tina, welcome to the program. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
How important of a moment is the release of this film for your family personally?
I think it's time for a change. I don't think it could come at a better time. Our children nationwide are crying out to us, and I think it tells a true story of how people truly feel about the issue of bullying in our schools.
Well, we want to explore what you and your wife are feeling at this moment and the circumstances that are described in the movie in just a moment. Rafer Guzman is also here. Rafer is a film critic for Newsday and co-host of the Movie Date podcast. Rafer, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
We're going to take the whole movie segment this Friday and really focus on the controversy surrounding this film and the question of what entertainment is appropriate for kids and how does the rating system maybe get in the way of that? How do you think the rating system may have failed families in this particular week?
Well, for Bully, you know, the film has gotten a lot of press for having gotten an R rating, not really because of any violence, but just merely because of language. You use a certain word a certain number of times, and you get an R rating, and that's what's happened to this film. I think the problem with that is it's going to restrict that film's audience. If you've got an R rating, the kids who need to see this film, so the argument goes, are not going to be able to see it unless their parents accompany them. And I think it's the kind of film that you want kids to see. It's the kind of film that you'd want kids to see in schools.
Does the R rating affect that?
I think it certainly would. I think any school that tries to show an R rating to, say, 12-year-olds is going to get some heat from parents. So that makes it difficult. So, you know, the R rating for this movie, on the one hand, has generated a great deal of publicity for the film and raised its awareness to the point that documentaries don't usually get. On the other hand, I think it could restrict the viewership.
Personal question for you, Rafer. If you had a 10, 11, 12-year-old kid, would you have them see this movie?
I completely would. It's a heartbreaking film in many ways, and very moving, and some really interesting testimony from parents. Particularly, there's a parent of a gay girl, a daughter, a teenager, who says essentially that, you know, he used to be one of those other parents who is now ostracizing his daughter. You know, and his whole world changed. His whole thought process changed when he had this gay child. That's a really interesting moment. There are a lot of moments like that, I think, in the film that are really worth seeing.
Tina Long, can you describe why you wanted to be a part of this documentary?
When Lee approached us, asking us if we wanted to be a part of this film, Tyler had just passed. I suppose it had been about 5 weeks. And we were in such a grieving process, and we didn't know where to go. We didn't really know what to do. But when Lee said, hey, we're going to put this in schools, and we're going to use it as training tools and training techniques, I thought, what better way to honor our son and to honor, you know, his memory and to get out there what he went through than to work with Lee? Of course, now you see where it's went, thank goodness. It's really, like David said, I think people are begging to see this film. I think they needed it. I think they needed a voice, and I think they needed to know someone was behind them, and they weren't alone.
Tina, what happened to your son?
Every day, things happen to him. It wasn't one day. a week. It was every day. And then I think it just got to a point to where Tyler had had enough.
Tina, we're with you here. David, if you want to elaborate on that story, I can hear that this is an experience that is not part of a film. It's part of reality this morning.
I don't think children should have to get to the point to where they feel hopeless and worthless in an environment that, in most cases, they're forced to go to. And in our eyes, that's where Tyler got to. And it's just so tragic. And the sad part about it is we're not the only family that's in this situation. There's hundreds of thousands of families, and some we've touched out to and have been in contact after Tyler's death that are experiencing the same thing that we are today.
Well, David and Tina, let me ask you a tough question with those families in mind. There are people out there who are going to listen to your story and say, how could bullying negate the power of your own parenting and having influence on your child who took his own life? How does bullying trump parents?
I think a lot of times kids can't tell their parents or talk to their parents or start a conversation with their parents like they should. I think kids get to a point to where they don't feel that anyone's going to help them or do anything. And I think that's great in the movie. I think that's portrayed greatly. And that's why this film, I think, is so important that everybody see.
David, do you have a comment on that?
I think in some instances, if you listen to some of Alex's interviews, he says that he was ashamed to tell his parents. And I think a lot of children are, and they get to that point to where they feel hopeless. And, you know, you have parents that fight for the kids, and the parents can't get nowhere. And then it gets to the point where it's too much, and that the children gets to the point where they don't tell.
It's David Long and his wife, Tina Long, telling the story. That's also portrayed in this documentary, Bully, about the problems of bullying and what can happen and how their son took his own life at the age of 17. David and Tina, hold on there for just one moment. Rafer Guzman, we're telling people this is an important movie that people have to see, take the medicine, really, really good. Is it a great, compelling movie that people are going to really learn something from as well as get a lesson that they should get? We don't want to preach to people this morning.
That's true. If I had a criticism of the film, I would have liked to have seen and heard from the bullies and the parents of the bullies. We do get to see a couple of kids who torment Alex, the boy who we played a clip of earlier. We get to see those kids being brought into an office and kind of dressed down by the principal, which to me says that their parents surely must have signed off to allow them to be in this film. I would have liked to have heard a direct interview with those kids, and I would have liked to have heard a direct interview with those parents, because it seems very clear when you see this film that there is a camera on these kids and they're doing these fairly awful things to each other in front of that camera, which says to you they don't really think anything of it. They think it's kind of okay. And I would have liked to have heard their mindset, and I would have liked to have heard what their parents had to say about that.
Tina Long, you've seen the film, right?
Correct.
What does it feel like to see the kids in that film who are, you know, being bullied, and not seeing your son in this movie? Because, of course, the outcome for him was the worst of all.
Well, first of all, I wasn't surprised. Knowing everything we know with our son, I wasn't surprised at all. You just want to reach out to them and love them and grab them and tell them we're so glad that you're still here with us and protect them. But that's sort of not, it's not that easy, unfortunately. You have to have people and administrators and schools that are willing to take on that responsibility as that, well, they should.
Well, our admiration for you is indescribable this morning. Tina Long and David Long, thanks so much for being on the program and for participating in this film, Bully. And good luck to you both.
Thank you
so much.
And Rafer Guzman, thanks as always for those insights onto a really important movie and probably way more important than the implication of the Hunger Games on this weekend. Rafer, thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
Many of you are parents, we know, and you're giving us your responses. We want to hear from you, your reaction. Will you take your kids to see Bully? What kind of decisions do you make when you decide what movies they can and can't see, what movies they should or shouldn't see? You can give us your stories at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post your comment at thetakeaway.org. I'm Celeste Headlee.
Have a great weekend, folks. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.